Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brian Carson, who was named this morning as the CEO of Pittsburgh Paints. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Kemp. A lot going on today.
There is a lot going on. This is one of the reasons I enjoy what I'm doing. I go back through memory lane, and I remember you and I doing a podcast when Mohawk bought IVC, and then we did the one where, with the help of AIP, you bought Armstrong's hardwood business and started AHF product. And then we did a podcast when you bought LM in Cambodia. And then we did one when you bought Crossbull. So you've been busy and you've helped me spread the news a little bit. I appreciate that.
I just try to keep you on your toes, Kemp.
Okay. Let's real quick, Brian. Just 2 weeks ago, we were at Surfaces together. And we did a podcast about AHF products and, you know, their legacy brands and the history behind everything. Sounds like you're making a move to another historic brand, historic company. Real quick, 35 years in the flooring business, you worked at Armstrong, Mohawk, and started AHF products. Now you're moving over to Pittsburgh Paints. One thing I do want to point out real quick that I thought was really interesting, when you were forming AHF products and acquiring Armstrong's hardwood business, your partner was AIP. That was the private equity firm. And that's who owns Pittsburgh Paints, right?
Yeah. So American Industrial Partners, that's who we were partnered with when we did the heavy lift to get AHF off the ground. You know, 6 years later, AHF is a wonderful business with an exceptional team and product. American Industrial Partners bought Pittsburgh Paints, a carve out of PPG. Mm-hmm. There's so many corollaries to AHF, which the Bruce business, Bruce Hardwood, was the beginnings of AHF. This opportunity presented itself recently, and it was just an opportunity. Kemp, I was in the industry for 35 years. I'm a student of the industry. I'm a student of what I do. I love history and love building things. The idea that I could build a quintessential North American business. You know, I love plants, Kemp. That's where I grew up, in the plants. And the opportunity to take a carve out in a different industry and build this business back and improve the business excited me. And on one hand, I'm going to the deep end of the swimming pool because I've been a flooring person for 35 years, but I'm still in this building product. Where flooring goes, paint goes. You know, so the needs and the end markets are very much the same. The idea made me excited, energized, nervous about what I could do with this business to build it. All those things got, in a nutshell, I felt young and energized. I still have a lot of gas in the tank, Kemp, and I wanted to try something, and it happened fast. Mm-hmm. So I talked to you 2 weeks ago, and now I'm talking to you here from Pittsburgh.
Well, and you're already in the role, right?
Yep. I'm sitting in the seat here. I'm going to miss the flooring industry. It's a people business. People do business with people they know, they like, they trust, and people that take a genuine interest in the other person's business and they service them well. So I don't think paint's different. And those life learnings that I was so fortunate to get in the flooring industry is going to serve me well. I'm energized to see what we can do to grow and improve this business here. We have a wonderful team to work with, and we'll see what we can do together. If it's anything like AHF, the sky's the limit here for the business.
Now, two things real quick I want to make a point before we run out of time. You know, I just sat in 2-3 weeks ago on an EY Parthenon analyst presentation, and they were talking about other categories in the building products area. And paint is one that's maintained share of wallet. So while flooring has lost a lot of the remodel budget, paint has maintained it. I mean, the price you pay for a gallon of paint now is almost double what it was 3 years ago. So they know what they're doing. You know, that's one interesting point. Another interesting point I'm seeing here, you know, where Rick Hoffman with AIP is putting together quite a team. Your CFO is Joe Durham. He mm-hmm. just came from Cabinet Works, but before that, he was CFO for Masco. So it sounds like they're putting mm-hmm. the A-team together to push this forward, right?
Yep. There's some folks from Sherwin-Williams' team that's part. So we've got the New York Yankees lineup here, and I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to be the coach of that. And I'm going to work my tail off to find success and have the team enjoy the success. And we only do that by creating more value for our customers. Like flooring, many of our customers are in the business of buying paint for a living. That's what they do. They buy paint for a living to install it or resell it. So it's not that they are going to buy paint. The question for us is, why not ours? Right. As we solve for that, you know, the market will pull us along for the ride. And I'm excited about it.
It is a legacy brand. But real quick, a personal note. We were talking on some downtime about 3 weeks ago, and you told me you had bought a 40-acre farm out of Lancaster. And when I heard this news, I thought, what? That's crazy. He just bought a farm. But this headquarters is in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. So you'll be able to stay at your house there, right?
Yes. One of the really neat things, the little airport, the Lancaster Airport, which is about 2 miles from my house. And it goes about three places. And one of the places it goes is Pittsburgh. And so it makes for an easy commute. Donna, so yes, I have the farm. We have some chickens. You know, I agreed to embark on this adventure, and Donna's going to harvest the crops on the home front, and she's excited about it. Kemp, I know I'm going to see a lot of the folks at the different trade shows throughout the year. I can't tell you how much the flooring industry shaped my life and who I am as a person. Really good folks in the business, and the AHF team that we've built, the manufacturing assets in North America and all the folks in the plants and the distribution centers, it's in good place and it's in excellent hands. I just wanted to have the opportunity to reach everybody at one time and say thanks for a wonderful career.
Okay, Brian. Again, been talking to Brian Carson, the newly named CEO of Pittsburgh Paints, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.